Recording 9.8. Listening 2.
Welcome to Office Hours. What can I do for you today, Jessica?
Hi, Professor Reed. I was hoping that you could provide me with some guidance on my research methods for our final project for your ethics class.
Okay, sure. Let's talk about your research study. What did you decide to focus on?
I chose to take a deeper look into how people make decisions either on their own volition or out of obligation, and how this impacts their feelings towards making an ethical choice.
Interesting focus. Have you chosen your participants?
Right now, I'm thinking about using my high school students that I teach basketball to on the weekends as participants for my study. I think teenagers have an interesting perspective on right and wrong because they are still figuring out who they want to be in this world.
Provided you can get informed consent from each of them and their legal guardians, and we complete the IRB process for any other requirements for using teenagers as research subjects, I think they will be a great participant group for your project.
Yes, I know most of their parents, and I briefly mentioned the idea to them previously, and most of them seem fine with it. I'm planning on drafting official consent forms later this week. For my project, I was initially thinking about doing a mixed methods research study and including both interviews and focus groups, but I'm not sure if I want to do focus groups or not.
I think a mixed methods approach could work well for this research study. Why are you feeling apprehensive towards the focus group?
Well, I think that teenagers are already at an age where they encounter a substantial amount of societal pressure to act a certain way and have opinions on things solely based on popular forms of thinking. I worry that in focus groups, some might feel coerced or pressured to respond in a particular way because of whoever's in the group with them. Nevertheless, at the same time, I think that focus groups are a great space for participants to feed off of one another and inspire meaningful discussion.
I think that's a valid concern to think that your teenage participants might feel swayed one way or another depending on who is in their focus group. You also could get someone acting overly virtuous in a focus group to impress the others and then give you a totally different response in a personal interview.
Yeah, that was another concern of mine. Teenagers often are performing for one another, and I think individual interviews are a better route. Another concern that I have is I worry that some parents might bribe their teenagers to participate, even if the teenager doesn't want to. I think I need to make it very clear that this is an entirely voluntary research study.
Finding participants for research studies in general is very difficult. And finding participants that genuinely want to participate on their own volition is even more challenging, which, interesting enough, ties in well with your research focus. If you skipped focus groups, what do you think about including a survey instead? You could perform all your interviews first and then give a survey to everyone at the same time to avoid your participants talking about the survey before they've all taken it.
I did consider including the survey, and I think I will replace my focus group aspect with the survey instead. So the focus of my interviews will be to dig deep into participants' personal examples of times that they made decisions on their own volition versus out of obligation, and their feelings towards the ethical nature of their decisions. Whereas my surveys can have more of a general focus of the types of decisions that are made by one's own will versus obligation and the ethical ramifications of these decisions.
I think that you are on the right track. One thing I would suggest for your interviews is to make use of euphemisms. If you are addressing anything that might be disturbing or too harsh for these teenagers to address explicitly. Get started with the consent forms and initial requirements of the IRB research process and the work on your interview questions and survey. Feel free to drop by my office during office hours or email me with any questions that arise.